Hillary and the race card. Through the 2008 Democratic primaries, Hillary Clinton waged a hard-fought but divisive presidential campaign in which she first laid out many of the opposition research attacks against Obama. Clinton's attacks legitimized many of the lines of inquiry explored in this book. Hillary's race-based arguments also pricked the bubble of beyond race that is key to Axelrod's personality positioning of his candidate. On May 7, 2008, the day after Hillary lost the North Carolina primary by double digits and won the Indiana primary narrowly, Hillary put race squarely on the table. "I have a much broader base to build a winning coalition on." Hillary cited an Associated Press article that found how Senator Obama's support among working, hardworking Americans, white Americans, is weakening again, and how whites in both states who had not completed college were supporting me. "There's a pattern emerging here," she said, defining her base as white voters, as opposed to the African Americans she was defining as Obama's base. Hillary, not McCain or any Republican Party surrogate, took the giant step to frame Barack Obama as an African American candidate. Hillary argued that Obama was an African American who had not transcended race at all, at least not so far as the statistical analysis of voter cross-tabulations could prove. Axelrod's messiah, in other words, had clay African-American feet. After Hillary's attack, the issue with Reverend Wright concerned not only his anti-American tirades, but also Wright's black rage, as expressed in the black liberation theology that he espoused, and in Louis Farrakhan, whom Wright strongly championed. Ironically, Hillary was so successful in framing Obama's core support as the vast majority of African-American voters that she sealed her own chance of ever being the Democratic Party nominee in 2008. The party could not nominate Hillary because that would now mean alienating the very African-American voters the Democratic Party is counting on for victory. After the bitterness of the Democratic Party's divisive primary campaign in 2008, most attacks on Obama in the general election campaign will be able to be justified simply by pointing to similar attacks on Obama that Hillary first made.